Our business news begins with the House energy bill passing before summer recess. Lawmakers managed to pass the legislation on Saturday before heading off on their month-long break. Democratic leaders hailed it as an environmental victory, but they'll probably have to make plenty of compromises before sending a final bill to President Bush this fall. The House bill requires most utilities to produce 15% of their electricity from renewable sources, like wind and solar power, and it boosts incentives for alternative fuels. Another bill repeals $16 billion in tax breaks for the oil industry. But these measures may not make it past the House-Senate Conference Committee come this fall. The utilities industry is already warning it would bring big rate increases to electricity customers. When Congress reconvenes, it's also going to have to battle a contentious energy issue that got no mention in the House bill, fuel efficiency standards for vehicles. The Senate version of the energy bill requires cars and light trucks to achieve an average of 35 miles per gallon by 2020. The Democratic leaders didn't even try to get that measure past the House. But they say if the final bill contains both the renewable electricity standard and the fuel efficiency mandate, it will be the most significant energy legislation ever enacted.